Mix 94.7 KMCH. Mondays in March roll on, which means Bob Wendt comes by, checks his mail, collects his paycheck, and gives us a little plant wisdom on our Mondays. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, good
Thank
to have
you, very
you
much.
In here.
Yes, and good to be here.
Yeah, you and I are like Statler and Waldorf. I'm thinking famous pairs: salt and pepper, ketchup and mustard. You know, what's the guy?
Well, last year you were calling me Backyard Bob.
Well, I don't know
what your title is. But.
I got a lot of titles. Most of them we can't use on the air. But Oliver and Hardy, that's who I'm thinking of. The other guys, famous duos, Abbott and Costello. But you're the star because you have all the details. Week number 3 of Mondays in March coming up tonight, Our Savior Lutheran Church. What have you queued up and ready to go, good sir?
Okay, for this Monday night, we have the annual and perennial cut flower arrangements.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of the bigger requests that we had through the survey that we took at the end of last year. We have Pam and Andrea Carroll. They are co-owners of Blossom Hill LLC, and that's near Ryan. Most of you may not be familiar with them. They've been in the business about 5 years.
Okay.
And they do sell cut flower arrangements at the farmer's market.
Gotcha. So that'll be a good presentation.
Yep. It should be a very good presentation. It'll be a hands-on type thing. They'll have some demonstrations for arranging flowers and
gotcha.
So forth. And
$2 gets you in the door tonight. Doors open at 6:30. And we'll revisit that here in a little bit. Every time you're in, you're talking about service projects, and you got some gardening tips. Last week, we talked about outlying areas. Where are you going to talk and take us to this week?
Well, we're going to probably concentrate pretty much right here in the Manchester area. One of the projects that we do on an annual basis is the Manchester Public Library, and Diane Monahan is in charge of that, and we plant and maintain the flower pots and beds at the library.
Okay, that keeps you nice and busy, but it's beautiful landscape up there,
as
though.
As you drive by, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's on North Franklin or by the library, you can see it is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, as you go down to maybe the swimming pool or that area, the Tyrrell Park Gardens, I believe there's 7 gardens there altogether. And so Grace Mayfield and Deb Schulte have been in charge of that in the past several years. We have quite a few volunteers because there are 7 different beds there that need to be maintained. And they contain both perennials and annuals. So it's by the tennis courts and also the water feature, the water fountain
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that project is located. And the last one I'll mention this morning is Growing in the Garden, which is a very unique educational, it's really a fun type project. Jackie Lahr heads that up, and it's for the Meadows and the Good Neighbor Home residents.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been giving one presentation from June through October, or May. There's usually 6 presentations. We prepare and present a 30 to 40 minute presentation.
30 to 4 minute, depends on what time you show up. You might get a little, get a lot.
Yeah, we do that presentation for the residents of the Meadows and the Good Neighbor Home. And we always have a lot of neat questions and a lot of good interaction.
Oh, I bet.
Well attended mm-hmm. by 20, 30 plus residents out there at mm-hmm. the Meadows and the Good Neighbor Home.
Now, that one that Jackie does, is it true she brings Connie and Daryl in and they sing to the flowers?
I haven't seen that yet. No,
I've heard that happens.
Well, if it does, I'll be there for it.
He'll be there holding the microphone.
Yeah.
Bob went along with us this morning, Mondays in March. All right. So next week we'll wrap up with the Mondays in March and the outlying projects. But this week, give me some planting tips, unless you got something else to add to it.
No, that's where I was leading to exactly. You read my mind.
Scary, isn't it?
Well, the gardening tip for this week is it'd be a good time to force spring flowering shrubs.
Okay.
You can take a cutting, bring it into the house where it's warm, and put it in some water.
Okay.
And you can actually get them some small branches off of the mm-hmm. spring flowering shrubs or trees, bring them indoors and give them a little time and they'll start blooming indoors ahead of what they would, you know, in the outdoors.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so, especially, again, with this winter, we've had anything to bring a little color and bring some thoughts of warmer weather helps.
Exactly, so. Justin. Exactly.
6:30 tonight, the door is open, the second to the last Monday in March at Our Savior Lutheran Church. Bob will be here one more week. It's like Vegas. There's one more show. Don't miss it. A week from today, you can learn full details online at kmch.com.